DJ Spinderella burst on the music scene in the 1980s as part of the sexy female hip-hop group Salt and Peppa. They hit it big with beats like Let's Talk About Sex and Push It.
Salt and Peppa's here and we're in effect. Want you to push it back. Cooling by day, then at night. Working up a sweat.
Salt and Peppa went on to sell over 10 million albums worldwide. And they were the first female rap group to win a Grammy in 1995 for their song None of Your Business. Today, Spin, as she likes to be called, is still spinning records and hosting a national radio show. She's here at our NPR West studios. Hey.
Hey.
It's so great to see you. I just have to describe, you look gorgeous.
Wow.
Very elegant.
So you know how
I've been a big
good
fan.
That makes me feel like.
I've been a big fan for a long
thank
time.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I really do.
So, first tell me about your DJ name. How did you come up with Spinderella?
I have the best name in the business, I have to say. I don't know what God was doing. He poured it out on me, like, blessed me so. But the name came up from Herbie, our producer-manager at the time. Actually, there was another Spinderella that started with the group when they originated. And I've been with the group since 87. So, you know, that's many, many, many moons ago.
And Herbie, legendary producer
yeah,
in New York.
He was the creator of Salt and Pepper, the producer and everything else in the beginning of our career. Yep.
That's great. So it sounds like a situation where you almost had to audition or something. How did you go about it?
Yeah, there was an audition. I was in high school and I picked up DJing from my high school boyfriend. He was the local DJ. And did all the school parties and the community center parties. And just used to carry his vinyl, help him carry the, you know, equipment in back and forth. And I kind of picked it up then. And wasn't trying to be in a group or anything, was just doing it. I heard about an audition through a friend in school. I got the call, and then they told me that it was Salt and Pepper. And I just, okay, I shook in my boots right there. But it was more like, wow, did this audition 1 week in school, the next week on the road.
Wow.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That is crazy. So what did your friends think when they found out that you were going to be with Salt and Pepper?
I kind of really didn't tell anybody because I didn't know how this thing was going to pan out. So I was like, oh, let me see how this works. So I really kept it to myself. And it wasn't until I did not make my last year in high school, but I did graduate with honors. And the purpose was... My family would not let me go out on the road unless I got my diploma. And Salt and Pepper, you know, made sure that I had a curfew and I, you know, did the tutor thing. And they set me up in that sense and got my diploma, graduated with my class. And walking down the aisle with the cap and gown, what is everybody singing? Push It.
Oh,
it was
awesome.
The most embarrassing moment.
I
turned
so
red and I wanted to run out and say no, you know, but it just goes back to, you know, it goes to show that of course my peers were really supportive in their own way.
So tell me about your bandmates. How did you guys vibe, you know, get along?
Salt and Pepper. Salt and Pepper's interesting. They have two different extremes. Pep, of course, is the hot one. She's like the fun, boisterous one, very vivid, very colorful. Salt, on the other hand, very conservative, almost motherly, like very like serious. And it was obvious that they had, you know, their vibe and their energy was excellent.
Have to wear spandex tights like Salt and Pepper.
Oh yeah. But that's when spandex was in. That's when they were in. We started a movement with that. I'm sure, you know, you might remember.
Oh,
you
I
might
did.
Have had a pair on yourself.
I did.
Yeah, we started a few of those trends, and let me apologize to all of you ladies out there that lost your hair from the whole blonde thing. Yeah, the spandex thing, we did it all. We did the polka dots, we did the spandex, you know, it was really fun.
What do you think was different from the moment in time when you guys were, say, doing Push It or Let's Talk About Sex and today? It seems in a way, we recently spoke with Moni Love and some other pioneering female artists, and it seems like today there's even less space for female rappers and DJs than there might have been in the past?
You know, I think there's a movement going on right now where I've been doing a lot of traveling, doing my DJ gigs, and I meet a lot of artists, female, that don't care anymore. They're just out there and they're doing it because they have passion. And that's what it's really going to take again. It's going to just be like not trying to match a standard, but just doing what you love and doing it and building your own audience.
Well, now you have a syndicated radio show. It's called The Backspin. Mm-hmm. What do you play?
We play the gamut. We play a lot of old school hip hop, anything from De La Soul, Tribe Called Quest, KRS-One. Come on, man. Eric B. and Rakim.
You Must Learn.
Yes, yes. Philosophy, My Philosophy. I mean, D Nice. We play, you know.
You're Taking Me Back.
Rage. We play Moni Love. We play Latifah. You know, a lot of people today that listen to the show, they're a whole other generation and they might not remember, or they might not have been there. They may have been babies or perhaps wasn't even born, you know. So you get a whole new audience that wants to know, and they love it.
What would you like to do? I mean, obviously music is your life, but if there's anything that you haven't done, like business-wise or even adventure-wise, what would it be?
I'm really working on my website right now. That's really it. And of course, there's some TV opportunities down the line. You know, Salt and Pepper's doing their show. VH1 show.
Well, yeah, I didn't know that it was confirmed. Tell me about
it. It's confirmed. VH1 is doing the Salt and Pepper reality show. I'm a guest on it. I'm not going to be a regular on it. And I'm going to be just as curious as y'all out there about, you know, about the show. But it's basically the two of them, just cameras following them, trying to put this thing together again. I'm like, it's a no damn brainer. You don't have to do 10 episodes to figure this out.
When you say put this thing together, rejoin.
Reunion.
Oh. Would you tour with them if they could go?
Can I say hell yeah?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Of course. That's home for me. Like, yeah. That's home for me.
Yeah. I mean, I have to say your music has a tone that's so uplifting. And sometimes today, and this is me, the old lady speaking, mm-hmm. old lady of hip hop.
Don't say that, please, because you're making me like...
All right. Then we'll just pass that over.
Okay.
But sometimes I feel like there's a lot of negativity, not just in what people talk about, you know, with the big issues, but just also a sort of fatalism that's come into what people rhyme about, like nothing will ever change. And you guys, when you're like, let's talk about sex, to me, it really was about change. It was like, we can make a difference.
If you remember back then, we were walking this line, and I remember the feeling when we were putting out those songs. Like, they're going to think we're corny. They're going to think we're bubblegum. They're going to think we're this. You know, I remember having a little bit of tinge of resistance. When we would comment on things like, let's talk about sex, there were issues going on that it made sense to do. You know, out of control teen pregnancies. You know, the whole AIDS epidemic was rising at the time. It was just off the chain, and now we're back to that again. So it's kind of like, forget all that, let's do this again. We can not only do good music, we are ready for it, we are primed for it, and we're still relevant. You know what I'm saying? It seems like it's a door that needs to, you know, we need to go through again, and I think it'd be even better than ever.
Spin,
thank you
so much.
Thank you.
DJ Spinderella of Salt and Pepper is now the host of the syndicated radio show, The Backspin.
Hey, yo, this is the Axe, so we keeping it funky fresh. Yo, what up with Spinderella?